friend check. Two topics today. I want to talk about friendships is the first one. And then we're going to do some work stuff, but we're going to demystify some of the garbage that I talk about with work. I think it'll be good. So when I was getting sober, and I was kind of on again, off again, and I started my community and I was sort of on again, off again, even within my sobriety community, my friend Daniel, who was kind of the leader of that, I had said something insightful at some point or something on a Zoom call. And then, I dropped off the face of the planet because I started drinking again. And typically with an addict, no news is bad news. That means they've got something to hide. That means they have shame. And we kind of talked about that a little bit the other day. But he did this thing. He just sent me an email and was just like, hey, friend check. What's going on? What's happening? What's the latest? And it just kind of prompted me to like kind of like it just kind of like it was just this very gentle thing to kind of like set me back on track. To know that like, hey, somebody's thinking about me, somebody's like, concerned about me and wanted to follow up with me and see how I was doing. And that kind of became a hallmark of our sobriety group. We would go, you know, do friend checks on people, if we hadn't heard from them. And, I, even to this day in much less serious ways, I do friend checks with people. And in fact, a friend of mine, his name is Bruce, and I worked with him in Colorado. He did a friend check on me without realizing it. Like, this is just a concept like, hey, haven't heard from you in years. In the case of Bruce, he lives in Boise now. And he's like, hey, I was just randomly thinking about you. I got a new dog and I remembered your dog. And, what's the latest? What's the haps? And I had actually, like, it's one of those things where he deserved a really lengthy email message or whatever. And I didn't have the time to give him the full attention. So it kind of waited and waited and waited. And again, no news is kind of bad news. And I then he sent me a Facebook and because he was like, I'm not even sure if this is your right number, but I'm reaching out now on Facebook. And I was like, okay, I need to say something here. So then I'm like, hey, I'm crazy busy and I want to give you like the proper, like full weighted response that you deserve. But you know, here's kind of a quick, like I can set aside 5 minutes to type out like what's going on. And I tend to obsess, especially with these sorts of things, I tend to obsess over like, you know, making sure that it's a meaningful connection. It's not just like, hey, let me tell you about my world. And it's very becomes sort of a unidirectional conversation. I don't want that. It's, you know, like, for me, crafting a message to someone where I'm just subtly saying like, this is a bi-directional conversation. I'm genuinely curious about you. And I genuinely want to, share something about me and making sure that like, I'm okay with that and making sure that the weights are sort of right. And I'm asking good questions and I'm sharing good information or whatever, like with the latest happening, like that takes time for me because I'm so obsessive with how I communicate, or at least I try to be obsessive about how I communicate. But Bruce reaching out to me sort of sent off a chain of reactions. It's almost like a friendship, I don't know, like a phone bank. I forget the term, but almost like a chain of reaction. So what I ended up doing was last week I checked in with my friend Matthew, who is in Salt Lake City, and we haven't talked in a while. And I'm like, hey, we're overdue for lunch. And then yesterday I was thinking about going to Vegas. I'm going to Vegas next month, and one of my old colleagues, his name is Akshay. And I was like, hey, are you going to Summit? So I messaged him yesterday. Which then led me to think about like my other friends, my friend Margot. Her and I haven't hung out in a little bit, like a couple of months, and so it was like, oh, I should check in on Margot. And so I did that this morning. And so since I was checking in on Margot, I also decided to check in on the OG friend check-in, which was, of course, Daniel, to find out how he's doing, because he's starting a new business, and I wanted to see how it was going, because I see like his really great social media, and I see kind of all these things that he's doing, but like how somebody presents themselves on social media versus like how they're actually doing is sometimes different. So I was like, okay, let's go check in on Daniel too. So I set all those things in motion. And it's fun, right? It's a great way to connect, especially with people that are not the people that you don't see every day, because you get those relationships for sort of quote unquote free. Maybe that's all I'm going to share for today. It's already running a little long, but this is your reminder, like go check in on a friend. It doesn't have to be like super serious or anything. Go do a friend check with somebody. With that, I'll let you go. Bye.